In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is being offered for the intentions of all those who have passed from the angel family, as we do each year. Thank you for joining us during this awkward time. Mass is going to be awkward for a while. Normally, we're used to having this entire chapel full to overflowing. This year, not. What is it? What is it that God wants from you? What is it that God wants for you? I'll say, do you know? What does God want for you? Your daughter doesn't know. Do you know, Mary? What does God want for you?
To put him first.
Serving.
Okay, so that's part of it, yeah. That's what God wants you to do, but what does God want for you? What does God desire for you, Manuel?
To be with him forever?
He does want that eventually, that's exactly right. That is there. But even more than that, is there something more that maybe Deacon just proclaimed? What does God want for you?
Love and peace.
Something even...
Greater.
What?
To pray?
He wants us to pray. So isn't that something that we often do? In the short time we have, we think about things that God wants us to do for him. But oftentimes we don't consider what God wants for us, because we think of God as somebody who expects of us, rather than what God expects for us, to give us things we should expect from God. So, Jose, the scripture says right there, God wants what for you? He wants your joy to be complete, to be full. You know, after your mom makes you a really good meal, you feel great, right? Your stomach's all like pushed out. I just melt into the chair, just melt into the couch, just melt into there watching somebody on TV, and everything is good, right? You want nothing else. That's kind of an analogy we can use for complete joy. But eventually that goes away and you get hungry again, right? Or maybe you don't want to eat, you want to do something else. Joy is even greater than that. Joy is where you want nothing even beyond. You're good, totally. And that's what God wants of us. He says right there in the gospel that he wants us, he says, up till this point, you've not asked anything of me. He's talking to his disciples, his intimates, his friends. Mm-hmm. You've not asked anything yet in my name. You need to ask stuff in my name. Why? Because I want you to have complete joy. And so as we go through this time, awkwardly through this Mass, it's important to know what we need to do to stay in right relationship with God. That's what we do for him, so to speak. That's really helping us too. Let's focus as well on what God wants for us, what he has in store for us. He says, ask things in my name, because I want you to have total, complete, and utter joy, which even in time of pandemic and awkwardness and hardship and suffering, joy is deeper than all of that, because it's founded in what Mabel said first, love. When you know how deeply it is that you're loved by God, that's what joy is. And then you can't but spend the rest of your life, as Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, radiating that same joy from your person. Ask in his name, and it shall be done for you, that your joy may be complete. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.